Thank you for calling customer support. This is Angela. How can I assist you?
Yes, I didn't order this or whatever this is. I don't even know what it is, but I want my money back, $59.95.
May I have your zip code?
78259 or 6, so.
Your name?
Alita Duncan.
And your address?
18211 Bulverde Road. That's Bulverde Road, San Antonio, Texas. 78259 or 60. And my apartment number is 23102.
All right, thank you for that. You were transferred to the fraud department, ma'am.
I don't know where I was transferred to.
All right, let's see here. Because no notes were transferred with you.
Okay, I was trying to get my money back because I didn't order anything. I don't know what this is.
All right, I see that you were recently on the line and you said that, that nothing but music was playing, so you disconnected and called back?
Yes.
All right, so looking at the account, I can see that it was recently canceled for the wireless mini pods and the smart health watch, which is a fitness watch, at $695 for the wireless mini pods. The watch was $29.95 the day of the order. And then had a warranty for $14.95, had a trial completion charge on the 31st of January of $59.95, and that's going to be for the mini pods. And you say you don't know what any of it is. It does show a delivery to your address that was verified on the 22nd of January.
Yeah. No, I mean,
with the United States Postal Service.
I understand.
This is usually after you've, offered as a promotional, done a survey, maybe on a website that you frequent, like Walgreens. Or CVS or Home Depot, maybe even Costco's or Sam's.
No.
All right. So what we do here in the fraud department is we take the IP address, which is retained on the website when you place the order. An IP address is an address to a device, such as a phone, a cell phone, a tablet, a laptop, or a personal computer. It keeps that address. Each of those, once they're registered, develops an IEP address, just like a house address. So we have the IP address here, and we turn that over to the local authorities, the police, or the sheriff's department in your area. They can do an investigation on it and pull back the time and location, as well as the owner of the device, and then they'll contact you to move forward with fraud against the individual who they pull back. So we try to make sure no one is and the household has placed that order because it is showing a delivery to your address.
Yeah. Well, I live alone.
Mm-hmm.
I live in an apartment. I live alone, and I didn't order anything.
Okay, so you want to move forward with the investigation. We do need your consent to contact the local authorities in your area.
Because that's a lot of money out of my account.
The $59?
Yes. I know that might not be much to you, but, you know, I live on a fixed income, so I have to watch every penny.
All right, bear with me one moment. I'm going to go ahead and put you on hold for a brief moment while we start the investigation with the local authority. So please hold. All right. Thank you for holding.
Okay.
Do you remember me?
All right, thank you for holding. I do have a cancellation number for you if you would like to write one down.
I got it. C.
You already have.
Cat.
Mm-hmm.
A is an apple. 2. F is in Frank. C is in Charles. 3, 7, 7. B is in boy. 4. F is in Frank.
All right, thank you.
Got it?
That's going to be the cancellation number for the account. We do go ahead and contacted the authorities on your behalf and went ahead and processed the refund on the charges. It takes 3 to 5 business days.
Okay.
All right. Thank you for calling customer support, ma'am.
Thank you so much. You said it takes 3 to 5 days to.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
Bye-bye.